He humped himself up and hissed even louder this time. I laughed in his face. Sorry, Pete, the old magic just isn't there. Maybe it's the heat, or maybe your tricks aren't working anymore, huh? What do you think? I could see that he was getting mad.
Hissing has always worked, Hanky. Something's going on here. What is it?
I sat down and looked at his sour face. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this, Pete, but what the heck? See, you've used that hissing trick too many times. I figured it out. I know what you're trying to do. That chapter in our lives is over.
I'm not convinced, Hanky.
No? Then try it again.
The cat glared at me and didn't hiss. I chuckled.
See, your problem is that you're too lazy to learn new tricks. We dogs learn from experience. When we see your same old tired tricks over and over, we figure them out. I mean, how dumb do you think I am?
He stared at me with his big catish eyes.
That's an interesting question, Hanky. I might want to think about it.
Fine, you think about it all you want. But I can tell you the answer. I'm not dumb at all, and you're over the hill. The old stuff doesn't work anymore. The world has passed you by.
Oh, really?
That's right. You belong in a museum, Pete. A museum for fat, lazy cats who spend their lives loafing in the shade.
A secret grin spread across his mouth.
Bet you'd like to be in the shade, wouldn't you, Hanky?
Me? No, Pete, I... What makes you say that?
Because that's what you were trying to do when you sneaked into the yard. You wanted my iris patch, didn't you?
I narrowed my eyes at the little sneak. Don't be spreading lies about me, weasel. For your information, I care nothing about iris patches or shade. I love this heat. It makes me tougher and smarter. That's all I ever wanted to be, Pete. Tough and smart.
Oh, really?
He rolled his eyes up at the sky.
What if I offered you a deal on my iris patch?
First, I'd laugh in your face. Then I'd walk away. Goodbye.
I whirled around and marched away. The dumb cat. Did he think I'd actually...
I returned to the fence. What did you mean, make a deal on the iris patch?
He rolled over on his back and began playing with his tail.
Well, Hanky, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm getting fat and lazy and spending too much time loafing in the shade. The old tricks just don't work anymore.
Right, exactly my point, although, to be honest, Pete, I hardly know what to say. I mean, all these years we've been... You're admitting that I'm right? You, a cat?
Mm-hmm. It hurts, but facts are facts, and truth is truth.
Right, I've said that many times. But you said something about a deal.
He nodded and whispered,
I'll rent you my iris patch for the rest of the day.
My ears leaped up. You'll rent? What's the catch, Pete? Forgive me, but I don't exactly trust you.
There's no catch. You can use my iris patch for one day, and I'll get first dibs on scraps for 3 days.
That's your deal?
I whirled around and marched